Welcome to the Shantagold interim results for the period 6 months ended 30th of June 2016. My name is Toby Bradbury. I am the CEO for Shantagold, and I will be talking to a presentation which we have available on our website. Moving to the slide number 3, presenting our half-year financial highlights. We've had an extremely robust half-year, generating an EBITDA of $33.3 million and finishing the period with cash on hand of $30.5 million. A very good period of production with 48,237 ounces produced and 47,621 ounces sold. Our net cash flow from operating activities was $17.2 million, and although this resulted in a loss after tax of $4.7 million, this related to non-cash charges for amortization of waste mining associated with the open pits and future expenditure amortization, which totaled $21 million. Our net debt at the end of the period was $39.5 million, which is a reduction of where we finished the year for 2015, and that's despite spending $13 million on capital through the period. If we move to the operational highlights, on the cost side, our cash costs were $437 per ounce, and our all-in sustaining costs were $632 per ounce, both of these better than halved on the same period for 2015. We have now moved our mining operations on the surface from the Luika and Bohemia Creek pits to Ilunga, and production for the rest of this year and into 2017 will be coming from Ilunga. We developed an inventory of 190,000 tonnes on the ROM pad to facilitate the transition from surface mining into a balance of surface and underground mining. And the underground project is going very well. This remains on track, on time and budget, to produce underground ore in the second quarter of next year. We had no lost time injuries during the period and no environmental incidents. Based on the performance with our costs for the first half of the year, we have lowered our guidance for the year in total to $730 to $780 per ounce from what was previously $750 to $800 per ounce. These are extremely competitive production costs. On the production volume side, we're maintaining our guidance at 82 to 87,000 ounces, but we expect to be towards the upper end of that guidance for the year. Moving past the production parameters on slide 5 to the corporate highlights on slide 6, our corporate activity during the period has primarily been focused on financing and the business and working on our balance sheet. We're in a much stronger position now than we were 6 months ago. We've raised $5 million and $9 million respectively for mining equipment and power plant financing. The convertible loan notes were restructured with $10 million repaid and an extension of the maturity date for the remaining $15 million out until April 2019. We had a well-supported equity placement with $10.75 million being raised from existing and new institutional shareholders, and we also put in place a $5.25 million silver stream for which we have yet to receive the proceeds, and that will run for between 7 and 10 years, depending on mine life. That silver stream will close within this quarter, and we will receive those proceeds within this period as well. And throughout, we have been running a prudent hedging policy. Given our significant capital spending program, we wanted to be sure of the funds available to do the work. That delivered gold through the period at $1,193 per ounce, and going forward we have a forward selling book of $1,242 per ounce. That will improve as we go forward. Lower priced hedges will work their way through. So the company's financial position is very strong now. We are fully financed in terms of the capital program that we have and the debt obligations that we need to meet. Moving to slide number 8, just giving a headlines on our developments. The main ones I'd like to talk to here is on the underground. All of the underground equipment deliveries have now been received, and we have developed the surface infrastructure for the underground for power, water, pumping, settling ponds, the workshops, change house and office complex. And we have been developing the decline since June of this year, and that project remains on track to develop and deliver ore in the second quarter of next year. A very ambitious project as well with the Luika River Dam. That has now been completed. The dam is full. It holds 350 million litres of water, and that, together with our on-site storage, provides water security through the dry season, and a very successful project. and we've also begun the work on the second tailings storage facility. That provides mine life at current operational output for the next 8 years. Just moving on to exploration, last year we renewed the emphasis on the brownfields exploration to extend the life of the New Luika gold mine, and we have maintained that through the first half of 2016. We conducted two drilling campaigns within the mining license at Luika at the Ilunga prospect. Both of those have delivered extremely promising results, which we are going to work during this current quarter to update the resource and to build what we believe to be an expanded resource into the mine plan. For the balance of the year, we plan to do more drilling at Chamba that also sits within the mine license, and we have exploration activities in the prospecting licenses that we hold around New Luika, where we're conducting grassroots exploration to generate targets. And as we announced in July, just last month, we have now got plans to develop a pilot plant operation for the Singida project, which is in central northern Tanzania, which we aim to get underway in the first quarter of 2017. Slide 11 just highlights the significant potential that we have at Chanta to extend our mine life and grow our business. We have extensions at depth for the two deposits that we have been working to date, at Bohemia Creek and Luika. On the satellite deposits, none of those had been previously fully explored. We're working on those, as in the case of Ilunga, looking for on-strike extensions and extensions at depth. And then we have our surrounding mining licenses as well, which offer some very good opportunities. Sorry, surrounding prospecting licenses, that should be. So just wrapping up in terms of our summary and our outlook, we've had a very strong first half. We're on track to meet the annual production guidance, which we expect to deliver at the upper end of 82 to 87,000 ounces. We've reduced our all-in sustaining cost guidance to $730 to $780 per ounce, which was previously $750 to $800, extremely competitive cost position, which helps us generate a great deal of cash. We expect that to continue through this second half. The grades for the second half of 2016 will be a little bit lower than we've had in the first half, but that's part of the transition into the underground. But once we get into the underground in 2017, those very strong grades from the Bohemia Creek deposit will resume once again. The underground project is going well. In the meanwhile, we continue to target exploration program focused on advancing our mine and providing an extended mine life. And the new exciting project that we have as well now is with Singida, getting that up and running and generating some cash flow while we do some more detailed studies. So all in all, a very good half year, and we look forward to reporting our successes for the second half in January 2017. Thank you for listening.